All right, someone tell me what happened.
What?
Just tell me what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
See.
What's the haps?
What? Jets pull off an overtime victory.
That's what I'm talking about.
Against the Pats.
That's the beauty of doing a morning radio show. It's almost impossible to stay up past 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you go to bed thinking one thing, and you wake up, and it's just a nice surprise.
You got a big surprise.
Big surprise on the front page of newspapers.
Yeah.
I go to bed. I watch the first half. Jets are kicking ass. I was in touch with some of the BCN people yesterday because a trend came in for Boston, and we did very well.
Thank you, Boston.
So I want to thank everyone listening to us on WBCN. So I'm in contact with a couple of the boys. They're actually at the game. And I even wrote in a little text, I'm like, it's really hard for me when two of my favorite teams are playing each other.
Yeah.
It's almost a win-win situation. And I didn't think much of the Jets with this Brett Favre, but I gotta jump on the bandwagon. Something's going on here in New York.
Are you now a Favomaniac?
So I watched the second half. I mean, the first half, excuse me. Jets are kicking ass, and I'm like, all right, this game's over. I assume everyone will just be clearing out of the stadium early, and they'll all get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
I wake up, and I always check sports scores right away, because I got some action on the Islanders and a little action here.
You gambling?
No, not really. I never could figure out the sports gambling.
I got a dollar bet on each game.
I dabbled a bit, but no, not really. And also it says Jets won in overtime. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Jets had that game. So I imagine the Pats had a fine second half that I didn't get to see.
Yeah.
And then a little field goal in overtime, and the Jets beat the Pats, right?
Yeah, they tied it on the last play in the fourth quarter. Matt Cassel threw a touchdown pass. It was contested, but yet called a touchdown.
Yeah, I saw the replay this morning just to, you know, be on top of things. That was an amazing last-second play.
And they had no timeouts with the drive, and they went like 65 yards in a minute and 4 seconds.
It
was a pretty smooth drive.
I just do not dig that that sudden death overtime thing with football.
Oh, it's just
once
amazing.
You win the coin toss, though, it's like, all right, us in field goal range.
It really isn't fair that it comes down to a coin toss.
To a coin toss, for the most part.
Right.
I mean, I'd love to know the stat. You know, call up Mad Dog. I'm sure he knows every single, you know, I'm sure he knows every stat. But it's like, how many times has the team that won the coin toss won the game on the first drive?
That would be 72% there, Anthony.
I believe that. The figure's got to be a little more than that there, Alvin.
Those sports guys know all that crap.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, so, you know when you watch a show or a sporting event, then you fall asleep?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're dreaming, like the movie continues in your wacky head or the sporting event. I do believe the Pats won the game in my dream.
In your dream?
And they were playing on some crappy, like, high school football field that was muddy and
on mini bikes or something stupid like
right,
that. Like, something that doesn't make sense.
But it makes sense while you're dreaming.
Yeah, but you watch it, you go, 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 and they're on mini bikes. And it doesn't, even not for a second, do you go, why are they on mini bikes?
Yeah. And I believe somebody that I was really good friends with in high school now plays with the Pats in my dream. And I do believe he kicked a 67-yard field goal to win it all.
67-yard field goal.
So I woke up all confused like that. Wow, was that real?
You had to question it?
Well, when you first wake up, you have to question everything.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I find out that the game was a lot closer than when I left it.
I just questioned my ambition at that hour. It's like, am I going to call in and say I can't make it?
Oh, every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
I get the old, it's too early. I just want to stay asleep.
And I got it all figured out in my head. I know, like, if you let 2 or 3 weeks go by, you call in sick, no one's going to question it.
Yeah.
So I'm getting close to that point.
But I'm like
the old sick call.
Yeah, I know. Every morning. And it's, believe me, it's a great job. I love coming here and doing a show. It's just from the point of waking up till my ass is out of bed.
Right.
Once I'm out of bed, I you know, you're motivated. Get dressed, get yourself out the door and come in and have fun. But boy, it's that getting, pushing the covers off you. Sitting on the edge of the bed with like your sack all like squished because you're leaning off on the bed. It's just an awful thing. You're just like, ugh. Now it's cold and
yeah. It's just the worst feeling ever.
Put your underwear on. Have some dignity. Right.